Hello and welcome to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the hottest station for celebrity gossip, love, and sex topics. Today, we have a lot to cover with everything that has been happening in the news this week celebrity-wise, from a 72-day marriage to Lohan's jail time sentence. Also, later on in the show, we are going to get in between the sheets and talk about the lust levels in relationships with our regular, well, not our regular guests. We have new guests coming in, and that will be Connor Haysbert and Brianna Fennell. So let's get this show started with some of the past week's celebrity news, which, you know, it's actually been a lot. I mean, it's not that many topics, but there's a lot that has been going on, a lot of big topics. So we're going to get it started right now. First, I'm going to start with Lindsay Lohan. Got to talk about her a little bit. So she went to another court hearing and it's official that November 9th, she will be serving 30 days in jail. But first off, it was supposed to be sooner, but let me tell you what happened. So Lindsay Lohan, being the classy woman that she is posing for Playboy with her, you know, going to be doing naked spreads, all that kind of stuff. So she asked Judge Stephanie Sautner to give her more time until she had to go to jail so she could finish her naked photo shoots. Isn't that the classiest thing you've ever heard? And the best thing is that she got that time. You know, just celebrities getting what they want, of course. You know, but I guess all the guys will be happy that she'll be able to finish her Playboy photo shoot. So be looking for that. That'll be coming out probably in the next couple months. But she will be forced 30 days in jail November 9th. She will be spending Thanksgiving in jail. I don't know for sure if she will be spending the full 30 days. I mean, I doubt it because she is Lindsay Lohan and people give her slack because she is Lindsay Lohan. But I hope that she does actually spend that full time because she needs to realize that she is messing up and that her actions have serious consequences and she doesn't get to get away with whatever she wants. That's just my opinion on things. Other people that have different opinions. Guys probably want her out so she could do more naked photo shoots, Playboy spreads. But from my perspective, from my standpoint, she should be spending this full 30 days in jail because, you know, alcoholism, she's abusing drugs, she's getting in trouble. She needs to get her life straight. And I think that the full 30 days and sticking to it will really show to her, okay, you need to clean up your act and, you know, stop with all the BS. Next, this makes me actually really sad because I think Zac Efron is such a dime, you know, hot, sexy, everything under that category. But, and I, you know, I don't really like Vanessa Hudgens because I think her talent is very minimal. But new reports claim that Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens may be on their way to reconciliation. The High School Musical sweethearts have been spotted hanging out again. They were recently spotted partying together at a nightclub in Hollywood called Eden. And a spy, so an onlooker, revealed that Vanessa Hudgens was bopping around with her arms up while Zac had his hands all over her. Vanessa had a smile on from ear to ear, and the two were inseparable. Zac sat between her legs, and she wrapped her arms around him. So, you know, in my opinion, that pretty much seems like they're not back together, but definitely coming to better terms, obviously, since they're all over each other. But, you know, right now, you don't know if this is either just, hey, we're lonely and we want to hook up kind of thing and we've been drinking a little bit, or an actual attempt to get back together. I hope it's just the drunk hookup. I really do, because I think Zac Efron needs to get on to better women, you know, which would be myself. I'm just saying. But hopefully they aren't back together. That's all I have to say, because I don't like them together. Zac Efron is too hot for the talentless Vanessa Hudgens. Not like I have hard feelings or anything. Next topic. All right. Everyone has heard. I mean, it's all over the news. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. Kim Kardashian, you know, her dad was the lawyer for O.J. Simpson, who died. That's why they're really famous. And they're famous because of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is this huge reality show. And, you know, all the sisters are super famous for no reason. I'm just saying. But, you know, Khloe actually married a basketball player, Lamar Odom. He is the forward for the Los Angeles Lakers. So I guess Kim Kardashian thought it was a good idea. You know, I'm going to follow after my sister's footsteps. They seem happy. So I'm going to marry, he's from the Nets, New Jersey Nets, Chris Humphries. Actually, it's funny because if you actually think about it, Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian got married within maybe a month and a half of meeting each other. And Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries got divorced within like 2.5 months. So, you know, they're a very quick family. So Kim Kardashian, 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries. And the sickening part of this is that they had a $10 million wedding. $10 million. See, if I had a wedding that cost me $10 million, I would force him to be with me. I would be like, you have to be with me for at least 3 years for this $10 million wedding. That is way too much money to be spending on a 72-day marriage. I mean, oh, it makes me really upset, because some people feel like it's a publicity stunt that they just got married because, you know, people just wanted to see a wedding on TV, see Kim Kardashian get married. You know, it was a big thing on E Network. They had this whole huge, like, 2-day special about her wedding. I actually watched it. Pathetic, I know. But it was so extravagant, from the chandeliers in the tent to the napkins, you know, engraved with their names in this fancy gold shit. And they had it, of course, at the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara. So you know how much that probably cost. And I mean, at the same time, I could see where Chris Humphries is coming from, because Kim Kardashian is the most obnoxious person I've ever heard. Whenever she talks, I just get a headache. I'd like to count how many times she says "like" in her sentences. And she sounds like she has no intellect whatsoever. So, I mean, I could see where Chris Humphries is coming from, especially since he has all the time in the world and has to listen to her all the time. He probably thought when he was getting together with her, okay, well, you know, since I am going to be playing a lot in the NBA, I won't have to listen to her as much. I won't spend as much time with her, you know, just the necessary amount of time. But now that, you know, the NBA is having their problems with their lockout, he has nothing to do besides listen to Kim Kardashian's annoying voice. So that's my opinion on probably what happened to their marriage, is Kim Kardashian is just annoying. But what's going on right now? Kim Kardashian is in Australia currently to promote her new handbags for Dash, the sister's clothing line. So she said that it was kind of like a vacation for her, kind of a getaway, because of everything that's going on and because of the media overload and the assault that she's having to endure from the media. And a source close to Kim Kardashian actually said that she knew that the marriage was wrong before they were even married, and they were not seeing eye to eye, and it felt wrong. That's what Kim Kardashian was thinking prior to the wedding. And she was calling friends, telling them she didn't want to do it. If you're going to have a $10 million wedding, and before you're thinking, this isn't right, call it quits. do not $10 million wasted because you were too stupid to call it quits. If you knew that you weren't going to be happy, and if you knew that you weren't seeing eye to eye with your soon to be husband, that's a problem. She felt like she couldn't turn back. Really? Because $10 million, that's a pretty good reason to turn back and not do it. She said, you know, people said that she got in over her head. She made a big mistake, and she knows it. Yeah, no shit, a $10 million mistake. So I feel bad for Chris Humphries, because it sounds like it's not confirmed, but it sounds like Kim Kardashian actually did file for divorce she was the one that filed for divorce. And a source close to, it was a groomsman for Chris Humphries, explained that, this is what he said. "We were all surprised. I did not see this coming. They had a good time in Las Vegas for her birthday just last week. Everything was normal then. If this was all an act, they had me fooled. He's from a good family and was raised to value marriage. He wouldn't just fake it." It's sad, because I feel like Chris Humphries is a really good guy and he comes from a good family. On the other hand, you know, he is marrying a Kardashian, which is, I feel like it's hard to handle, because the whole family is so media hungry and they do anything for the media. But the groomsman also said he's a guy who's been living on his own for a while. And last month, for example, he was staying in a 3-bedroom suite at the Gansevoort in New York with him and Kim in one room, Courtney and Scott in another, and the baby in the third room. The cameras are rolling the whole time. They were just married. That's not how he wanted it. He couldn't catch a break. Kind of what I was saying before, you know, he had a lot of time, and so he was around the cameras a lot for, you know, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show. And I feel like it's a lot to handle right after you're married, having to go into this whole lifestyle where everything you do is blasted to the world. So everyone is seeing what you're doing. Everyone is seeing every argument, every kiss, every, you know, everything. So if you're having any problems in your new marriage, or, you know, if you come out from your marriage, you're bound to already have problems because of the media. I feel like the media causes a lot of problems in marriage. And that's why I think that both of them, you know, I could see that there was probably tension building up from Chris being on camera so much. I don't think that's how he saw it, which is kind of stupid, because you are marrying a Kardashian. So you kind of have to see that this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to put up with all these cameras. You're going to have to put up with all the media, because the Kardashians, that's all they do. But it's sad that it did end. And I'm secretly hoping that they try and work it out. Maybe by some grace of God, they will work this out and not waste that $10 million on that beautiful wedding. I mean, it was a really gorgeous wedding. So I'm hoping that they work it out, or they, you know, go to marriage boot camp or something, because that's what Gene Simmons and his wife did. And then they got married. So maybe they should be doing that. But it's definitely a bummer. Next, this actually shocked me. I'm kind of hoping that it kind of goes, kind of gets juicier, because then I'll have more to talk about with this and later on in different shows. But this will be a developing story. Mariah Yeader, this is this girl's name. She is 20 years old, and she is claiming that Justin Bieber impregnated her backstage after his LA concert in 2009. She has filed a lawsuit demanding that Justin Bieber take a paternity test to prove that the baby boy born 36 weeks and 2 days after the alleged tryst is indeed his. So I'm really hoping that this sounds bad, but I'm really hoping that Justin Bieber is actually Mariah Yeater's baby daddy, because that would just be so funny. Selena Gomez would be a stepmom, and I could just see that developing into a great outcome. I'm hoping that Justin Bieber made Mariah Yeater pregnant. I think that would be hilarious. But Justin's reps have responded saying, while we haven't seen the lawsuit, it's sad that someone would fabricate malicious, defamatory, and demonstrably false claims. We will vigorously pursue all available legal remedies to defend and protect Justin against these allegations. You can't defend him if he made a girl pregnant and he takes his paternity test and he's the father. So we'll see how that one fans out. Hopefully Justin Bieber's the dad, because that would just be hilarious. Okay, we are going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Brianna Fennell, and hopefully Connor Haysbert will be coming in soon. We're going to be talking about lust and sex and stuff in between the sheets, because that is what everybody wants to hear. All right, this is DJ Lucky, Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
Once upon a time, we're burning. like MCMB. Bitches call me Tunchi Lee. All them bitches think they fly, and all them bitches flew to me. Hit the light so you can see. My drink is strong, my hookah sweet. Understand the time is now, the time is up, the future sleep. This beat is stupid, Cupid. Love me, leave me in the morning. If you like, your friend can join in. Wildest flower in the garden. Coolest nigga in the party. Shades on, dreads long. Blood bang, red zone. And I'm with Jay Sean.
Your light is in the air. Let him burn into the sky. And let everybody know that you're with it and you're ready to go. So hit the lights, hit the lights, hit the lights tonight. So hit the lights, hit the lights, hit the lights, hit the lights, hit the lights. Come out of the dark and let the DJ lead the way, way, way. Cause it's hot in the club now, so don't let it stop now. So hit the lights, hit the lights, hit the lights. Everybody say hello. Turn them high, light it up to the sky. Turn them low, turn them high, light it up.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky and we have Brianna Fennell and Connor Haysbert in the station right now. Say hi.
Hello. Hi guys. Hello.
Awesome. Okay. So while the music was going, we were discussing, because Connor Haysbert is in a relationship with Stephanie Carnes. They're both on the basketball teams. Well, you know, women's and men's. And we were talking about Electric Daisy Carnival. It's this huge 3-day rave in Las Vegas, and yes, it is awesome.
The best.
Everyone should experience it at least once in their life because it is so dope.
It's fun. It's good fun.
Great fun.
Dressing up, you're there with friends, you guys get a hotel, like, it's fun.
Everyone's super intoxicated. Let's be honest. So I said that I wanted to go, and Bree said she wanted to go, and yeah. Stephanie, who's one of my best friends, who is Connor's girlfriend, said that she wanted to go with me. Well, she was the one that brought it up, actually, that she wants to go this summer. It's usually the last week of June. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Connor said, no, Steph can't go. So what is your reasoning, Connor?
You just explained it.
What did I explain?
3-day rave in Las Vegas.
Okay. She's not 21.
No.
She will be 21.
Be 21. That is not something that my girlfriend is. You got single. Go have fun on your 3-day rave in Las
Vegas.
Who
said I was single?
Right.
Who said I was? You don't know my life.
Single. My girlfriend is not going to a 3-day rave in Las Vegas.
Okay, but why? What's your reasoning?
It's just a principle. It's a 3-day rave in Vegas.
But I know tons of people that go to raves without their girlfriends or boyfriends, and their relationships are perfectly fine because they're built on that trust.
But if you trust her.
Well, I have plenty of trust. She's just not going.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
She broke the She gave me a reason right off the bat not to let her go.
So she's
the first
an animal?
Thing she says to me when she brings it up is, oh, yeah, me and Liz are going to go, and we're going to have daisies over our nipples, and that's it. And that's what we're going to go on. So she killed it for herself right off the bat.
How do you
show
her joking?
Herself. She didn't help herself. It doesn't matter. Even if it's a joke.
That's sexy, though. I mean,
come on. Like, we would wear a Barney
costume.
For someone
single.
We would wear a Barney costume.
What, is she going to wear a turtleneck dress?
Yes.
What, is she a nun?
Like, what are she you can wear a turtleneck dress to a family function. She's not going to a 3-day rave in Las Vegas.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Well, so what is she, an animal? You got chained up like that now? She has to be staying with you for those next 3 days?
No.
Why?
She's not going to be in Vegas.
I don't understand the big deal. If it was in, I could see if it was 3 days, like, you know, out of the country, okay, maybe not. But 3 days in Vegas is only like how many hours away from
and
us?
Plus,
it doesn't matter where it, how far it is, where
plus,
it is, it might as well be.
She's gonna
country.
Be 21.
She's a grown woman.
So she's gonna be going to Vegas anyway,
right?
Without you.
She's going to Vegas on her birthday with her father.
So
that's a whole different story.
So it's still Vegas.
It's okay. Still Vegas.
And she'll still be 21.
And what happened when her dad go to sleep?
You can talk.
What are you going to do?
Vegas never sleeps.
Right. Her dad
MK,
does.
MK, you of all people, Me in Vegas, 21 years old. How's Steph going to feel about that?
She's going to be mad. But
exactly.
It's exactly. But 21 in Vegas, that's just, it goes together.
That's what you do.
Those two words like have to go together.
I'm not saying she can't go to Vegas. Exactly. I'm saying she can't go to a 3-day rave that you spend $200 on a ticket.
But how do you know she's going for all 3 days? What if she just chooses to go for one day? One
rave,
day
period. No.
You don't make any sense. Like,
No.
I don't understand why you're saying
Well, what if she went to this rave and just wanted to, you know, dance all the time and just party? What's wrong with that? She's not going
to
hook up.
Or how about
when
she doesn't
hook
up and you go to the dances? I feel like that you shouldn't go if you have a girlfriend.
You know what I do at those dances?
Why are you going?
I sit there and stand there. Why are you going? Because I don't want to sit in my dorm and do nothing like a square bear.
No, that's dumb. You should be there. You should be in your dorm like how you want her at home for those 3 days.
No, I didn't say she had to be at home. I said she's not going to a rave in Vegas.
He wants her to go to a family function picnic.
You want to go to church?
Wearing a turtleneck dress. He wants her to go to church.
She goes out all the time when she goes home without me. I don't care. You're not going to you're not going to a rave in Vegas.
No. I disagree.
I disagree. You are being so sexist.
Father Haysbert.
Sexist.
Father Haysbert.
You are trying to keep. Now, if Miles or one of your boys like Akon or we're going to go to Vegas for 3 days, you should go. Would you go? Yes or no?
Not if she said not to.
No.
Not if she said not. Not if she said not to.
You wouldn't go.
And she would not let me go.
You'd pass up 3 days ago. She wouldn't let you go, but would you go if you had to?
Not if she said no.
Not if she said no.
No.
Why not?
Because she's my girlfriend. She said, I don't want you to go. I'm not going to go.
If my significant other told me I could not go to Vegas with my friends for 3 days, I'd be like, screw you.
Hey, MK.
Yeah.
Do you have a significant other?
She does.
Huh?
Just recently?
How's that been?
Okay. Here's my thing. If David... When I was dating David, if he told me that I couldn't go out with my friends, I would. I wouldn't care what he said.
The thing is, never mind.
Because your relationship isn't always going to be there.
Like, what's the thing, Connor?
What happens if she's like, okay, I'm not going to go to EDC, whatever. Totally blows up MK, and that causes their relationship to end as friendship. Would you feel bad about the fact?
MK would not stop being friends with her because she didn't go to EDC.
You don't know what's going to happen next summer.
If someone stops being friends with you because you don't go to EDC, then there's a problem. Then you don't need to be friends with that person in the first
place. Well, no, I didn't even
If your significant other doesn't let you go out, there's a problem.
It's different than it's not simply going out. You guys are simplifying.
Did your parents not go out because one says no?
Huh?
Did one of your parents not go out because one says
no? My parents are no. They don't go out at all. They don't go out.
And what if they do? So if your mom was like, "I'm finna go to the club," and your dad was like, "No,"
my mom's 50 years old. She don't go to the club.
I'm finna go play bingo tonight, and your dad was like, "No," she wouldn't go.
They don't go. That's
but
not.
But what if she did?
You are comparing bingo to a rave in Vegas.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, if
it does matter.
Go out, whether it's to go to Target or go to EDC or go to the next Playboy Bunny in the mansion,
that's silly.
If you're my boyfriend, you're just gonna be like, "Hey, have a good time."
No,
yeah,
that's silly. That's
don't
silly.
Don't you want Steph to have a good time?
Yes, in reason.
What are your reasons? I need five legitimate reasons.
I don't have five legitimate reasons. I give you one reason.
No.
3-day rave in Vegas without your boyfriend.
Okay, what do you think Steph's going to do? Since you trust her so much,
I'm not saying she's
going to
do anything, but it's not something I feel comfortable with her being there.
Why?
Why?
I don't. It's
why?
Not safe.
But wait, why?
It's not safe.
It's not safe?
No.
Is she going by herself?
It's not safe. She's going with a bunch of girls. What are you guys going to do? It's not safe.
Party?
Exactly.
We're going to do what girls do.
With girls who have not the best influence in the past when we weren't together. Bingo right over here. So, thank you very much.
How do I not have a good influence?
Not going into that.
I don't understand your reasoning.
I have a great influence.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
How do I not have a good influence?
You don't. You have
a
horrible influence.
If Steph was like, "Hey, Mary Kay, I'm going to hit up this meth right now." I'm going to be like, "No."
Right.
That is a good influence.
You guys are not measuring out. That's extreme.
Oh my god!
I can sit here and bust out a story, but that's my girlfriend. I'm not gonna talk about the story. You
yeah,
know exactly
but
what
okay,
I'm
okay,
about.
But you are one of my best friends. Am I right? So if I see her doing anything, just like if I see you doing anything, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, calm it down," because I'm a good friend.
That, and at the same time, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the safety factor. I don't feel safe.
Little then go to Vegas. Just don't go to the rave.
No, I can't go to Vegas this summer. I can't do that. I'm not going to Vegas this summer.
Why not?
I have stuff to do.
Like what?
I have school. I will be working. I can't go to Vegas.
It's just 3 days. I'm not going to Vegas.
You go to school on those days?
I'm not going to Vegas as a 20-year-old. You know how boring that is?
I went as an 18-year-old. I had a good time.
It's boring.
Get a fake.
Vegas is the most boring thing on earth.
Get a fake. Problem solved.
I had a quality time.
Problem solved.
I'll have a quality time.
I don't know what you were doing.
Just go see. This is what you do in Vegas. Circus.
Quality time.
No. Big one.
Bunch of black people walking.
The volcano.
Quality time.
The water show.
Quality time.
The water
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Yeah, when they so play that water fun. Show to the music.
The Blue Man Group. Carrot Top. Celine Dion.
Cirque du Soleil.
Celine yes! Dion. Deal.
You're going to miss the Titanic woman because why? Why would you ever pass up a quality, historically great known
Think
woman?
About all the strip clubs great. You can go to. You're over 18.
I'm not allowed to go.
Why not?
Because what? Of Stephanie Nicole Carnes. I'd be sitting
strip
in the
clubs,
hotel.
Strip clubs I can understand. That's
that makes no
extreme.
Sense. EDC is a big strip club. It's going to be a big strip club.
No, it's
be,
not.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It yes, it is.
Pride in SF is a big strip club. No. People go to Pride
it's
every year.
Humongous strip club. Just craziness going on.
I would be more understanding if it was Steph saying, I don't want Connor going to it. Because girls at EDC dress up like hookers. What guys at EDC don't dress up like male whores.
I just got called sexist and you're switching it on me right now.
I'm just saying I would more understand. But I would still be like, all right, Steph, come on.
It's not like guys at EDC are butt naked. It's mostly the females at EDC.
A bunch of guys trying to get some.
But here's what I'm saying. I can see if Steph was like, Connor, I want to go to this, you know, this strip club with Mary Kay. Definitely not. No. You know, you don't need to be at a strip club. Going to, it's like almost going to a huge outdoor concert. You don't have to be there. EDC literally is like sections of areas that are bad. And who's to say she's going to go at nighttime? During the daytime, that's much, much safer than you trying to go to EDC at night.
You're going to sit here and tell me she's not going to go at night.
But what I'm saying is
what you make it though.
I'm not saying she's not going to go. I'm not saying she's not. But what I am saying is if she chose not to, if she just chose to do the daytime, I don't see why she couldn't
She's
go.
She's not going to, though.
I don't see why it would be why it would affect you. Like, I don't see why it would be such a huge deal for you for her to go to a rave with people who clearly have matured since when you knew them from the beginning of the school year to next in. Who
if you guys are going to go during the day, go. Go have fun during the day. Go. I don't give a...
He's cracking
go have fun. Go have fun
like,
during the day.
You're knocking something you've never experienced.
Go have fun during the day, then. I don't care. You can party on during the day. You're going to party during the day?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Day party.
Have fun.
EDC was cracking during the day.
Have fun.
I mean, if you can see a concert during the day, I mean, come on. We didn't have the people even during the day.
Exactly.
Crack it.
Go have
time.
Fun during the day. I didn't say it.
I'm going to Coachella this year. That is going to be sick.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. See, and that's the thing.
Coachella. It's a three-day music festival.
No.
So would you let Steph go to Coachella?
Steph doesn't like concerts in the first place.
How do you know?
She said so. She won't
like
go to one with me.
Concert.
That's yeah! another. That's another problem. She
to?
Wouldn't go to a concert with me.
What concert do you go to?
I go to normal concerts to music that she listens to.
But what, she may not want to go see that.
No,
Connor.
She says I do not like concerts. Concerts are boring. I will not go to a concert. She said that with
but
her
you
mouth.
You know what EDC is though?
You just said it's a big concert.
It's an Electric Daisy Carnival. It's a concert and it's like an.
Are you gonna
pick?
Are you gonna pick what it is? Are you gonna decide?
It's both. It's a mixture of one.
Exactly. Doesn't like concerts and she's not going to.
It's a magical experience that everyone needs to.
So imagine Drake. Imagine Drake
it's
and
not,
Tyga.
EDC
but no,
is not
imagine
a Drake, Tyga.
This. Shut the heck up. Imagine Drake and all of them and then like Disneyland put together. That's EDC.
No,
for
it's
you.
Not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
EDC
is
a bunch of.
The only difference is it's a bunch of DJs and a bunch of rave music.
And
but
a bunch of
drugs
and crazy coked out people
everywhere.
Running around.
Coked out people are everywhere. Hello.
I haven't seen a coked out person today. Have you?
Concerts.
Have
at
you?
Concerts.
I've never seen a coked out person at a concert.
I've seen a coked out person at a
I've
concert.
I've never had to deal with one.
When was the Wayne concert? I saw a coked out person.
Did you have to be near them? Could they dance around you?
Yes, I have to be near them.
Yes, you do. You have no control of what everybody's doing around
there's
you.
There's not
no control at the freaking at the concert we
at
went
a concert.
To.
There's not assigned seating at EDC.
That's what I'm saying. It's
so
not
she
a concert.
Doesn't have to be
around them.
But what I'm saying, it's not a. I don't know why you keep saying it's not a concert. It's a huge party. It's not
what
a concert.
What I'm saying is, it's not just a concert, but it's also a carnival. It's also like an amusement park too.
It's amusement. They have roller coasters now.
They have roller coasters. They have games. They have a fair. They have all that stuff there. That's why they moved it to Las Vegas.
Hey,
Motor Speedway.
Steph is not allowed to go.
You're
okay.
An idiot.
All right.
I hate you. I hate you.
Well, we're just gonna lie to you anyway. So,
well, Steph won't go. Anyways.
So, Steph, you want to come to my house for 3 days?
Steph,
you know what
back.
We'll be doing. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. Aside from that, I wanted to talk about love versus lust, or like, you know, like versus lust. Lust, from the Urban Dictionary definition, is often mistaken for love, the intoxicating feeling one gets when around a member of the opposite sex one is attracted to, purely physical with no emotional attachment. So, What do you think the difference is between love and lust? Brie.
For lust, I think it's just wanting to have sex. And for love, I think it definitely involves emotional aspects. Arguing, compromising, communication. If I want to have sex with you, I don't have to talk to you about it. We can just do it and then I can be gone.
Well, when do you think that it can turn from lust to, like, you know, liking? I mean, what makes it, you know, at first you start off just hooking up with each other.
Right.
But what makes it into turning into someone liking, you know, people liking each other?
Getting to know someone, actually sitting down, taking the time to find out who they are, mm-hmm. What they like, what they do. Do they play a sport? What are they doing in school? Things that, a little more personal details, you know, the mm-hmm. more you get to know those details, the more you get to realize if the person is somebody you want to be around or if there's somebody you want to not be around.
What about you, Connor? What do you think?
Like she's saying, for guys, I think there's a lot more of the lust mm-hmm. than the love aspect.
Guys think with their penis.
80% of the time.
99% of the time.
No, I'm not going there.
I'm gonna go with 100.
Just what, you don't think it's 99%?
No, definitely not.
Well, maybe not for you.
No, for guys. Guys have hearts. They just don't show them. Trust me.
Why?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why?
Girls like guys with hearts.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, the girls you mess with don't. The girls in Sacramento don't.
No, they don't.
Okay, girls claim I want the bad guy. I want the bad. But when it comes to actually settling down, they want that. Comfort.
Yeah. Guys don't want to settle down. And so in order to pull a girl, you got to be a jerk.
I guess that makes sense.
It does, because I've been attracted to some jerks before.
That's the only... Trust me. I know.
Yep. I'm a jerk magnet.
Yep.
So what's your opinion on booty calls?
My opinion as in...
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yay, nay, good, bad?
Good, bad, you know... How many booty calls have you had? Describe your booty calls.
Booty calls made by me or?
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's a good thing if both people are. What if the girl's
like, thinks that you like her, but she's just a booty call to
then
you?
Then that can get really, really messy.
Ooh, that's awkward.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me last year.
Yeah.
And it was just bad. Bad.
Yes, it was.
It was not fun.
Nope.
Well, for me, it wasn't fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, at times. But most of the time, I was just like, what the hell is he thinking?
Right.
And, you know, when he did text me, it was very emotionless. And I was like, all right, okay. He's warming up. I was in denial. I was kept telling myself, all right, you know, he obviously likes me if he's texting me or, always. You know, if he wants to hang out at 12 at night. It's just, you know, girls are stupid. I was very stupid for thinking that could have gone anywhere. But have you had any booty calls?
Nope. Thank God.
Never?
Never.
Mm. How many booty calls have you had, Connor? Mm-hmm.
Have I made?
Yeah. Yes.
Or received?
Made.
Made.
It depends on what you classify.
Sex.
Just like, hey, come over, let's do it kind of thing.
Well, just, you know, all right.
Or the only reason they came over.
Was because you're trying to get it in.
Was trying to get it in.
Well, basically. you know that the reason that you're inviting her over is to do it.
Right.
Yeah, quite a few.
What, like 2?
Oh, not more than that.
10?
And maybe more than that too. In that range.
All right, let's keep it in that 10 to 20
So
range.
We have an expert on our hands. So, okay, what would you usually say to the girl? You know, like text her or call her. What would you say to her?
Well, it's not it's the first time I ever talked to the girl. It's like,
well, yeah.
But usually it's just trying to come over, trying to hang out. And usually they know what that means. So mm-hmm. they just kind of come over and
Yeah, let's watch a movie.
I would never say, hey, come over with that intent to a girl where I wasn't sure that they, you know what I mean? Like if they were coming over, then they knew I knew.
Have you ever had any booty calls turn into relationships?
I don't think so.
No?
Never?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever liked one of your booty calls? Like, have you ever wanted them to become a relationship?
I've developed feelings, slight feelings for a booty call that started out as a booty call, but not really.
Yeah.
So let's go over the steps to a booty call.
Yes.
The steps.
So what makes, you know, what leads up to that, you know, we're a hookup buddy kind of relationship, friends with benefits kind of thing. So the first is obviously you meet, and the first time you usually hook up, right? The first time you guys actually meet is the time that you guys hook up first. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
And then, you know, you exchange numbers, you know, because you guys hooked up and it'd be awkward if you didn't. I feel like after you hook up, you kind of have to exchange numbers.
Not always.
Not always?
Not if I didn't like it.
I guess. But, you know, you usually exchange numbers and then you kind of do that, you know, awkward texting, kind of emotionalist, no flirting kind of texting. Mm-hmm. And then later at night, once it gets later, it kind of turns into flirty texting. So you get a little hornier. Am I right? Yeah.
It escalates.
More winky faces, more smileys.
More JK. More. You say something serious, but you throw a JK in there to see how they react.
Just like, I mean, what's a good one? Like, she'll be like, oh, yeah, it's really cold in my room. Oh, I wish I could be there to warm you up.
Oh, that's a classic one. That's a classic one.
That's like the number one line.
But the thing is, you guys go for it every time. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's because that's what girls want to hear. We do. If they don't say it, you're just like, oh, damn it. Why did I just say that? Why did I just say I was cold? Because if he responds back like, you should go get a blanket.
You should get a blanket. You should turn your heater up.
You're just like, catch the bait. Shit.
And you're like, well, good night.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
That's so embarrassing. Good luck with that blanket.
Embarrassed.
Or just be like, okay, I turned it up.
Thawed my fleece.
Okay.
Put the turtleneck on.
Say, oh, good. Anyways, did you catch that show tonight? It's like,
oh. So how's your family doing?
Did you pass that test today? Yeah.
Did you do the chem homework? Can I get that homework from me tomorrow?
Oh, so awkward.
And then you're just like, what are other good ones? Like, oh yeah, I'm just about to hop in the shower. I'm about to take a hot shower.
Like, yeah, girls, if a girl didn't want you to know, they wouldn't tell you. That's always a hint right there. Yeah, they tell you, oh, I'll text you right back. I'm about to get in the shower. Oh, okay.
Like, I'm about to take a hot shower, smiley.
Like, what do you... But then, like, to me, lines like that, I'd be like, what do you want me to say? Like,
the shower line, I usually... A winky face or maybe an just M's.
Yeah. or like yummy. I've gotten that one a couple times. Yummy. Or if the guy's really cocky, just like, wish I could be there with
I've
you.
I would throw that in.
Oh, yeah,
I
didn't.
See, I went in.
That's just going
so
hard.
Yeah. That means that you are just...
Sometimes it was just, why not? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to lose there.
But that's what confidence. The girl expects to hear back, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if the guy's like, oh, make sure to shave, you're just like, shit, why did I say that?
Hey, do you use Dove or body wash?
Like, what kind of shower head do you have?
You got those massagey ones? I like those.
You're just like, shave your armpits.
Do you use Gillette? Do you use soft skin? Do you use a skin to bit? You're like, what?
Exactly. You know, girls, I've done this a couple times where I just get totally denied. Where I say something and I'm like expecting something back. Or you'll sit there until they text you back and you'll be like, say what I want to hear, and it's just not, and it's just such a it's the worst feeling in the world.
I've gotten
I like K. Throw my phone after
you know, like I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go take a shower. Okay, reassess, resend.
Say you want to be
the resend. The resend.
Well, I'm gonna take a shower. Oh yeah, okay, I got the first one. Resend, because you're not getting,
you're not getting what I'm trying to say to you right now.
That's the biggest anticipation ever, is when you throw something out there in a text, you're like, oh, okay, what are they going to say back?
It's the worst when you hear your phone go off and like, oh, okay, do I read it? No, I can't read it yet. Like, I always like cover my eyes. I'm just like looking at it.
I'm always, okay, when I like put some emotion into texting, like, oh yeah, I want to come visit you soon, or like, I want to...
Yes.
I'm hoping that, you know, one day we can do, you know, something like that. I'm just like, oh my God, why did I just send that? Or like, I don't know. I get the courage to send it. I'm like, okay, send. All right. It's out of my hands. It's out of my hands.
I sent it. I sent it.
I can't do anything about it. And then I turn my phone off and I flip it over so I don't see when they're
the flip over of the phone. Then I flip it and I like peek. I'm like,
you open the text without looking.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, and then you kind of,
I close my eyes and I'm like, I open them. I'm like,
oh. But when I see that they sent what I sent, I dance. I get real happy. I'm just like, yeah.
I can't dance until after what I see they said, like until I see what they said. Cause I'm like, oh, put myself out there.
Ooh.
And if they respond with the sure, all right, I'm just, I like take my phone and I chuck it. I just want to punch 20 babies at that moment.
20 babies. Yes.
It's baby. Just one of those moments when either babies or puppies need to be around for punting or tomahawking.
Tomahawking.
You want to punt some babies.
Club some seals.
All right. Club some baby seals.
That is so hurt the poor. It's okay.
Hurt the innocent. Let's talk about some Facebook stalking.
It's my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Love it.
I still Facebook stalk people I used to talk to.
See, I deactivated my Facebook, so I've kind of been deprived. It's been deactivated for a month. Thanks for noticing. Because you obviously don't stalk me.
Well, because I went to post the SpongeBob thing, but I could still.
On my Facebook?
Yeah, like it's like a weird Noel tried to deactivate hers. I could still write on her wall. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So my shit's still up there?
I can still write on your wall.
Can you still see my pictures and stuff?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What?
A ghost is maintaining your Facebook.
That's super weird. I'm going to have to log on to your Facebook and see what's up.
Log on.
But Facebook stalking. I still Facebook stalk all of my ex hookups, ex boyfriends. I Facebook stalk potentials.
Potential.
I Facebook stalk, you know, the nows.
Yep.
All the time.
Yep.
The nows are like under my favorites.
Yeah.
I keep it in like, you know, so I can just one click and I'm there. Wait. But you know what I'm talking about.
Wait, yeah. Reassess, Mary Kay. So
Facebook stalking.
I go through a weekly Facebook stalk of Steph's page. Weekly.
And you weekly go through cleansing. You go through all the pictures, you look at the comments.
Yep.
And then you look at the people that commented it, and then you go into, you know, their pictures, you go into their info. Yep.
I stalked her ex, made sure I don't like him.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a cool guy. I'd want to beat him up.
But I hate when I Facebook stalk and someone leaves a funny comment and I want to laugh. And I want to write it, but then I'm like, wait, they don't know me. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
That's the worst. And when you see a comment, you're just like, that's hecka funny. And you're like, wait.
And you have something really funny to say back, but you're like, wait.
They don't even know me.
They don't know me at all.
Yeah, hold on. Never mind. Stop.
The worst, this is what happened last year with the hookup buddy. He had this girl that was like on his page, commenting everything. They had pictures together. And I was just like, I want to cut this bitch. I was so mad. It made me 20. And I Facebook stalked the shit out of her. I know everything about her. It's weird.
That's Facebook good. Stalking is great.
Ultimate Facebook stalker, Jeff Aruka.
Yes.
He can find the most awkward, strange things and like them. It's amazing. It's the funniest thing ever.
It's weird. And he'll like the weirdest ones of my status. Like my status could be like, had a real bad day.
Jeff Aruka likes this.
I'm like, what?
No, Meg's.
Like a status like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And you get the notification today. He liked it. What? I didn't even know I wrote
that. He'll like Meg's. You know, everyone knows Meg's. She added me on Facebook. I didn't even know we weren't friends.
Yeah.
And so I look and it just said Meg's Herring and Connor Haysbert are now friends. Jeff Aruga likes this.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Why? He liked the wall post my mom wrote to me. I'm like, Jeff, this is my mom. Like, what do you
like? Do you see my long? You don't have it. This long, cute little thing on Steph's wall.
Yeah. Like you always do.
Like
Jeff Aruka likes this. It's like, what are you doing?
But I want to know if he like honestly reads it or if he just finds the weirdest things we do and likes them.
Can we talk about the Facebook relationship between Connor Haysbert and Stephanie Nicole Carnes?
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
It's a gorgeous thing.
So annoying.
It's beautiful. That's beautiful.
If you look at the relationship, you know how you can look at the relationship between them?
It's amazing.
It's full of love. Bad. Cuteness. It makes me want to throw up.
But how long have you and Steph been together?
It'll almost 7 months.
Eight months.
See, and most people are done with that whole puppy love phase after like 2 weeks. But Connor and Steph have kept it up.
Did she tell you what I did?
Nope.
No.
With the paper?
No.
Oh yeah, you did the "I love you" on her.
I printed out "I" letter on each piece and put it on her bed, pink, her favorite, because she was having a bad day. Aww. It was a cute little thing.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
I prefer flowers.
I prefer you not to talk to me on my bad day.
I prefer you go get me some tampons, because that's probably what's making it bad.
I prefer you just not breathe in my vicinity and just let me feel better about the situation.
That 1 week out of the month, you better not come in my room. You better not ask for any sympathy, because you will not get any.
Don't ask to cuddle. Don't ask to watch a movie with me. Don't even ask me to sleep over, because I will cut you.
I do not want to see you at all during that entire week.
Then we can talk next week.
What?
I said, then we can talk next week.
Exactly, exactly.
Then we'll fix it.
So, going on with the Facebook stalking.
Yes.
I feel a little deprived not being on Facebook. I feel like I don't know what's going on.
Nothing's going on.
You know, because with Facebook, I mean, I keep up with like my CNN and stuff like that, but I don't know. It's weird. Because when I was, in Southern California, that's where I'm from, we get a lot of earthquakes.
Yeah.
And I can't always feel them.
Yeah.
But I know it happens because of Facebook.
Yeah.
Because there's like 40 statuses. Earthquake smiley.
Did you feel the earthquake?
My favorite is when people, oh my God, it's probably going to happen because rain is coming on Friday. Everyone writes statuses about rain. Rain, smiley, perfect cuddling weather, smiley. No shit, it's raining. I can look outside and see it.
I can hear it.
I can hear it.
Better yet, the news already told me it was going to rain.
Exactly. That's what the Weather Channel's for.
The ones I hate are when people graduate, like, class of 11 when they graduated, and after they graduate they're always right, man, I'm so glad I already graduated. It sucks to be the kids that are starting school today. Okay, we know you graduated and we know kids start school in August. Like, don't be dumb. All right, why does everyone always want to write a status about how they're so glad they're graduating, they ain't going to school? Maybe you should be in school. Like, maybe you should just be reading a book.
Maybe you should go back to school.
Yeah, maybe you should find a reason to go back to school.
I like the statuses where they're like super deep. Oh,
it's the most annoying thing on earth.
What do you want to put?
Why? Like, why?
Just like super deep, you know, lyrics or something. Like,
cutting myself today. Your best friend has been posting lyrics out of his butthole. Keenan, this is like his favorite thing to do now.
Ew.
He's an idiot.
He just posts lyric after lyric. And I'm like, Keenan, those aren't even like substantial lyrics.
Those are probably his own lyrics that he thinks are good. They're probably like
apple pie in the sky. Like, it's not even lyrics that I'm going to be on a record.
Feeling mad and really sad. My bad.
Oh my God.
Feeling mad and really sad.
Yes. Those are Keenan lyrics.
Yes. They're not even like real lyrics. Like,
Keenan Hale, Facebook, go listen to his new raps.
Hale Made Records. Man Entertainment. Made Man Entertainment.
Oh my God. So bad.
Stupid Fruity Swag.
Oh my God.
Yeah, his
featuring Gabe Malcolm.
They're great. They're great
slappers.
Yep.
They're all a great day. Pair.
They're their club hits.
But if he posts another thing on my wall, I will block him.
I actually blocked Naughty.
She deleted me and stuff. She got rid of us.
I blocked her because I was sick of it. So sick of it. Her status is this is not Twitter. I don't care you are about to take a shit.
Right.
I don't care that you just had broccoli for dinner.
Just got that broccoli.
Just got those collard greens.
Finna brush my teeth and floss now. I get those green chunks out.
5 minutes later, text me, I'm bored. Gonna go to bed.
Then go to bed.
Couldn't fall asleep.
10 minutes later, I'm in bed still. Text me.
Hey, Skype anyone? Skype? Skype or Uvu?
Skype or Uvu?
Like, COVID. What? Nobody wants to Skype
she
right
always
now.
Does
like,
the Uvu.
Yeah. Skype or Uvu? Anyone? 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 $5?
And then every day in the morning, good morning. God has blessed me. I'm just like, oh my God.
I'm like, yes. Yes, I understand you love God. I understand. Like, I love God too. But every morning Facebook at the same time of day, she's like, gotta thank God for another day. Gotta thank God for this.
I get it. You're religious.
So why don't you just make one status and just put, I'm gonna thank God for everything he does from now on to the day that I die. Just make that a status.
Why don't you just thank God without putting it on Facebook? Why does everyone need to know that you're thanking God? Because I'm pretty sure that's not very thankful. You know, right?
Right. Go to church.
You're supposed to be what is the word? Humble.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
And she's not. She's like, everyone praise me because I'm thanking God right now. Hey.
Reblog.
Like, text it. Ubu God. Ubu God. You know it's true.
Ooh, God. It's so
mean. Then smiley face. Can't wait for the rain later. It's raining.
Glad I graduated. I ain't got to go to school today. Every status that we hate is all
I'm mad. I'm sad. My bad.
Just all of our statuses are everything that we hate.
Okay. Well, we are actually done.
Oh.
It is 10. So, that is the end of our show. Thank you, Connor and Bree. I'm
no
probably going to ask you're for you guys to be welcome. Back on very soon because it's very entertaining. But that is the end of our show. Next week, Wednesdays, 9 to 10, Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.